From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Gregory Pabst reading Absolute Pi by Ron and Carol McAdoo. Now, let's begin with Absolute Pi, Chapter 1. An oversized six nipped Bess' butt while she flailed wildly against an army of nines. A yapping Y dashed across her bare feet, chased by a wild pack of X's. She sat up in bed and looked around. For a second, the numerical madness lingered, then faded into the wall of her dorm. Damn calculus! Pages of scrapped paper littered the room from her efforts to solve the problem the night before. Dozens of erroneous paths and wrong conclusions lay scattered on her comforter and the floor. She moaned, slipped out of bed, then headed for the bathroom. If she didn't make it to the coffee house before 8, she would miss the twins. With 20 minutes to spare, she dashed into the cool spring morning. Wet hair and lack of makeup didn't faze her. The whole term would be a waste if she didn't get this answer. One damn problem. That's what it all boiled down to. She cut across the manicured lawn in front of Dallas Hall, enjoying the sweet fragrance of cut grass. The first and grandest building of Southern Methodist University no longer moved her as it once had, though it, the stately oaks and spacious lawns, were nice trappings. Unfortunately, they couldn't help her achieve the ultimate goal. Only one thing mattered, making the dean's list. A DART bus blocked her from crossing Hillcrest, the campus's western boundary. Passengers took forever to load, then the bus finally rolled away, leaving a stinking diesel cloud behind. The fumes cleared, and there they were, sitting across the street at their...